Contaminated, spoiled, or...
Okay. What do you call a pressed loaf of meat that's made from the head of a hog, the blood, and things like that?
You got me there, I don't know.
Okay, have you ever heard of hog's head cheese, or pressed meat, or souse?
I heard of souse, they would call that souse, but I didn't know they put any blood in it.
Well, that's what it says. I've never had any. Have you ever had any?
Yeah, they used to make souse meat, yeah, I never did like it.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound too appealing, so it falls into the category of chitlins.
No.
If butter is left out of the refrigerator, it becomes...
rancid.
What do you call milk that's allowed to thicken?
Clabber.
What kind of cheese is white with large curds in it, and it's often eaten by people on diets?
Maybe. We call it cottage cheese.
Okay. To get the impurities out of milk, the dairyman has to pour it through something. He has to what?
Strain it.
What are some desserts that are made out of apples that people eat around here?
Well, you got apple pie and apple sauce, that's our main one, baked apples. That about limits what we use apples for here in the way of dessert.
Do people make apple cobbler
here? Well, yes, I would call that sort of under the head of pie. Yeah.
Uh-huh, so you wouldn't distinguish then between apple cobbler and apple?
Yes, some of would, but we have apple pie more often than we do. We don't have any kind of pie much anymore, but, you know, the apple cobbler, peach cobbler, it's...
Well, what's the difference between a pie and a cobbler?
Well, you're catching up on me now in the cooking terms. A cobbler, as I remember it, you might say we usually cooked in a pretty good sized pan, sort of dumpling thing with the dough and all that, and it browns over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And you serve it to, instead of slicing it, you just take it up with a...
Well, would it have pie crust around the bottom of
yes,
it?
Yes, that's
have.
My impression. I just mainly concerned with eating it.
But that, of course, is the important thing. Everything that people, well, the things that people eat are all different kinds of...
food.
What do you call a sweet liquid that might be served with pudding? Not cream, but something else.
Sauce, you mean?
Mm-hmm. What do you call food that's taken between regular meals?
I don't have any special name for it. You just call it eating between meals.
Okay. Did you eat? Yes, we...
ate.
And how much have you...
eaten.
What's a hot black drink that's usually drunk with breakfast?
Are you talking about coffee?
If you were going to prepare some coffee, you'd say, now I'm going to... what, the coffee?
Well, I didn't prepare that day. They would just say, make coffee.
Okay.
And I think some folks said, brew.
If you were working out in the yard and you'd gotten very thirsty, you'd come into the house and go to the sink and get a...
glass of water.
Okay. Now, are there different kinds of water glasses? Do you distinguish between different kinds of water glasses?
Well, no, no.
Just a glass is a glass.
Just a glass, even if it's a pickle bottle.
Well, do you ever use the word tumbler?
Yes, of mine, and I don't know just exactly what the tumbler is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a common word.
Well, is a tumbler about is just a plain glass without a stem?
I don't know.
You don't know, okay.
I think tumbler though is some special kind, just, but I'm not sure. Okay. Again, I'd look it up.
Okay, well, don't bother. I just wondered, you know, what if people around here said tumbler much.
Mm-hmm.
If the glass fell on the floor and shattered, you'd say, oh dear, the glass is...
broken.
Did you drink any water? Yes,
drank.
How much water have you?
Drunk.
How would you invite someone to be seated at the table? A guest.
I just tell them sit down.
Okay. Did you sit down? Yes, I...
sat down.
If you were passing a bowl of potatoes to a guest, what would you say to him?